Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Tomorrow morning, Pope Francis will be laid to rest. And joining us from Rome, CBS's Sabina Castelfranco, who we have known for many years. Sabina, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
I'm doing well. We started this week, as you well know, here in the United States, in the eastern part of the country. The first thing we heard this morning on Monday was the passing of Pope Francis after he had celebrated Easter in St. Peter's Square. That was a shock or big surprise to many.
And a shock to me as well, I can tell you that.
And you have been covering this for a long time. So give us some sense of what it's been like all this week.
Well, initially, it was really a shock. I mean, nobody was expecting that the Pope would die that quickly. And certainly after they'd seen him in a very festive St. Peter's Square for Easter Sunday, and when he not only wished everybody a very happy Easter from the central loggia of St. Peter's Basilica, but then decided to take a ride in the square in his Pope mobile. But let's not forget, you know, the Pope had been in the hospital for 38 days. He was taken to the hospital on February 14th because he had breathing problems, and then it was discovered he was suffering from bilateral pneumonia. They treated him for all the time that he was in the hospital, and then he was better, and so they allowed him, the doctors allowed him to return to the Vatican. So a very, very unexpected message that arrived about the Pope's death on the morning of Easter Monday, and it really was a shock to everybody who is here. Now, let me explain. Rome is absolutely packed because this is Jubilee year. So not only there were huge crowds for Jubilee year, for the Jubilee of the young people that were going to take part in the canonization of a young kid called Carlo Acutis. And a lot of people who'd obviously come into Rome to celebrate Easter with the Pope. So it was very, very busy when, people heard that the Pope died. And then the rest of the week, I mean, initially everybody was very sad. Then they placed the body of the Pope in a very simple wooden coffin inside St. Peter's Basilica. And at the moment, people are still lining up to see the Pope lie in state in the Basilica. The queues are tremendous. Security is incredible at the moment. And so people are still hoping to see him. In fact, I'm going to be going into the Basilica very soon to see the Pope because at 5 p.m., that's in a couple of hours, they're not going to allow anybody to start lining up anymore because they're going to close public viewing of his body in approximately 4 hours in order to close the coffin and prepare it for tomorrow's funeral mass.
And Sabina, if you would, please walk us through what's going to transpire tomorrow morning and during the funeral.
So tomorrow, the funeral is going to start at 10 a.m. local time. It's going to be in St. Peter's Square. There are at least 50 world leaders expected to take part, including 10 sovereigns, including a group of poor people, which the Pope loved so much, that are allowed to take part in the actual funeral mass. Needless to say, all the cardinals have been pouring in from all sides of the world. There are 2,500 accredited journalists to cover the event. I mean, Rome is overwhelmed. But actually, the Rome city authorities and the Vatican authorities are doing a great job with trying to organize lines and where people can walk and any problems that there can be. So security is tight, but organized. Rome has been through these kinds of events before and is doing a great job at managing this kind of event. And then tomorrow, the funeral mass will last about an hour and a half, after which the Pope's coffin will be put in a car and will be transported.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
...to the Basilica of St. Mary Major, which is where Pope Francis has decided that he'd like to be placed.
We're with CBS's Sabina Castelfranco, and... That said, when will the process with the cardinals gathered for the conclave, when will that begin?
Okay, so we haven't got an exact date yet for that, but normally it has to begin between the 15th and 20th day after the Pope has been declared dead. So that would make it, it could begin any time after May 6th. So it could be May 6th, and it could be a couple of days after that. But an official date has not yet been provided. The cardinals are not all here yet. So that needs to happen, of course, because they will all be taking part in the conclave. There's 135 cardinals who are eligible to cast their ballot. You have to be under the age of 80 to be able to do that. So then they will go into the conclave, which is held historically in the Sistine Chapel, and then the voting will begin. On day one, there will be one vote. Then there will be two votes in the morning and two votes in the afternoon every following day until the white smoke comes out of the chimney in St. Peter's Basilica, and that will mean that a pope has been elected. And, of course, after that, there will be an inauguration ceremony for the new pope.
Sabina, what just popped up for me from history, church history, was another unexpected death of a pope back in the late 70s. Pope John Paul I died suddenly after about a month in the papacy. And
yes,
this reminds us of that.
33 days, to be correct. Yes, 33 days.
And I would imagine, obviously, there are favorites, maybe, or is there a way to have any concept of which one of the 35 cardinals will emerge?
Which one of the 135 cardinals?
Sorry, I said, yeah, well, you're right. I said 35, 135.
No, it would be easier if it were just 35, but Larry, but unfortunately, there's a lot more than that. But it's very, very complicated. I mean, are we going to have someone similar to Pope Francis? The chances are probably yes, because during Pope Francis's tenure of 12 years, he has appointed 80% of the cardinals. So it is likely that if they do select someone that the Pope has chosen, and basically of these 80%, It's the first time they ever cast a ballot in a conclave. So, but if they choose one of them, certainly he will have similar ideas, not necessarily all of them, but similar ideas to Pope Francis.
Well, Sabina, I think a lot of people who've come to learn more about the Pope in this week alone realize he truly was a Pope of the people. You've had experiences with him. I think a lot of people gravitated to his simplicity, his kindness, and love.
Oh, absolutely. He was definitely a Pope of the people. And that means not just a Pope of Catholics or a Pope of Christians. This is very evident here in Rome. There are people of all faiths that are going to see the Pope. So he was certainly loved beyond just Catholics. He was someone who always wanted to be with the people, and that he did right to his very last day. We saw him on Easter Sunday in the middle of the people, picking up children still. So he was very much someone who wanted simplicity. He was very much someone who looked after the poor and was concerned about the poor and the needy. And he was very much someone who did not want all the pomp and circumstance of a pope. He didn't want to live in these lavish papal apartments. He wanted to live with the cardinals in the Santa Marta residence inside the Vatican with his colleagues. He didn't want to be above everyone else. I think he made that very clear during his 12 years.
Sabina, can't thank you enough. Really appreciate your time today. I know you've been very busy, especially this week. So thank you.
Thank you.
Grazie, grazie.
Yay.